Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today we're nearing an end of a series. For 3 weeks, I've been showing testimonies taken from our Healing Journeys DVDs. It really encourages you when you see the power of God working. Today, we have a really special testimony. You know, we've been showing miracles and healings, but this is a creative miracle. Today, we're going to show you a little baby that was born without half of her heart. There was a rib missing. The arteries that went from her heart to her lungs were missing. And therefore, it was just impossible for this baby to survive. And the doctors had scheduled all kinds of surgeries, emergency surgeries, to try and fix the problem. But really, there was no fix for just having a portion of a heart and minus these arteries. So the prognosis was very, very bad. And it was the truth that set her free. It was the truth that caused Audrey to be healed. And it's the same truth that can set you free and see you walk in the power of God. Watch this DVD and then I'll be back.
I guess it was 2001 is when I was introduced to Andrew's ministry, and that was through my mother.
We were living on the coast, and Jamie was a stay-home mom at the time. I came home from work, and she was just showing me this book. She said, "You need to read this."
Probably in the year 2002, I got to the point where I sat down one morning, and I started reading that book, The True Nature of God. And all the unanswered questions that I had over the years about who God really was, He just started explaining everything that I had questions about and backed it up with Scripture.
It was powerful, powerful words that He spoke. And we could go to the Bible, and there they were, and He made it easy to understand.
It was such a revelation that God wasn't mad at me and God wasn't condemning me. And it put me on a course, on a new path, so to speak. It was in the year 2005 is when we left the Gulf Coast and we moved here to Birmingham. And in 2006, I started building my home and found out that I was pregnant with my second child, my daughter Audrey.
Jamie and I were building the house, and we found out that she was going to have a baby.
And had 9 months of normal pregnancy. Nothing was ever wrong. When I went to the doctor and had checkups, she was perfectly healthy. And so on June the 12th of 2007, on that Tuesday at 12:05, that afternoon, I delivered a baby girl, and that was Audrey. Everything was normal. Everything was fine. And upon delivery, the nurse was having a hard time keeping her pink. And so she was calling for the people out of NICU to come and to help and to take her back to find out why she couldn't keep her pink because she kept blueing up. And so they came and took her back to NICU and had her back there for 30 minutes to an hour. I remember the doctor from the NICU unit coming in and had some test results.
It went from a normal pregnancy and a normal delivery to this horror story of Audrey having a lot of problems with her heart.
One of her ribs was missing, and whenever they see that, it leads them to look at the heart because normally that is in line with having some type of heart problem. And the doctor proceeded to tell me that my daughter had a heart defect. They couldn't see one side of her heart. It was either underdeveloped or they couldn't really actually see that part of her heart.
He said that Audrey has hypoplastic left heart syndrome, which was very little, if any, left heart. It did not develop during the pregnancy.
And they couldn't see the major arteries flowing from the heart into the lungs.
And also, they suspected a total miswiring of the major arteries to her heart.
There was just a lot of different issues with her. And And I remember as the doctor was sitting there relaying his diagnosis to me and my husband, there was such an anger that rose up inside of me because I knew this wasn't of God. And the only way that I would have known that at that time in my life is by being able to read the teaching and getting a hold of the scripture through Andrew's ministry. Because, you know, at one point I had received his cassettes about God Wants You Well.
This is Andrew Womack, and this is the first tape in a series entitled God Wants You Well.
He's the same doctor.
And I knew that God was a good God and that He wanted everyone well.
Received prayer and God healed.
And if I hadn't have gotten that information, I would have probably crumbled when that doctor come in and started relaying all the information, because I wouldn't have had faith to stand on and had the word to stand on like I was standing on at that time. But I remember that anger rising up inside of me, and I said, I wasn't going to let the enemy get the best of me. And I thought, no, I had a normal 9-month pregnancy, so why is all of a sudden this diagnosis coming out when they'd never detected anything wrong with her heart in 9 months? And so I remember looking at the doctor after he got finished explaining to me. He asked me if I had any questions, and I said, yeah, I do.
And Jamie, she looked at him. She said, so when is Audrey coming home?
And when I said that to him, he just kind of had this look like she's in denial. She's not hearing what I'm having to tell her. And he said that she's going to probably be in the hospital for a long time. And I said, okay. I said, well, you do what you need to do as far as if you need to transport her or send her somewhere, then you do what you need to do. And at that point, when he left the room, I knew what I needed to do. And that was just stand on God's word, because I knew that was not what He wanted for her.
She said, I have seen Audrey in my spirit in the house, running around on the porch. So she just had a peace about the whole situation.
I believed that my daughter was coming home. At that time, I believed that she was coming home that coming weekend, that like that Saturday or that Sunday. And I said, and I see just as vividly as you were sitting there, I see me and my daughter sitting out on the front porch in my rocking chair and me rocking her. And I'm holding her in my arms. And I said, well, I'm seeing that in the spiritual realm as far as me holding my daughter and me being on the front porch of my home with her in my arms. And I said, I'm going to hold on to that. Later on, they came and they got me out of my bed there at the hospital because the doctors told my husband that they needed to come get me so I could see her.
Because she hadn't even held her yet.
I hadn't seen her except just after delivery. And they took her to NICU at that time. And they told them that they needed to come get me to see her.
He says, we're going to have to transport her to UAB. He says, we have her stabilized, but they are the heart experts. She must get over there right away. And he looked at me and he says, you need to go get her mother to say goodbye. And I knew what he was saying. But I would not speak death over that child.
And so the nurse and my husband came and got me out of the bed there at the hospital to take me down to the ICU unit to see her. And I remember getting down there and seeing her, and she was laid out on a table to be ready to be transported. She was a grayish white color, and she was still, and she had all these wires coming in and out of her. And I remember going up to her, and I laid my hands on her, and I prayed God's word over her and told her that by His stripes she was healed. And when I got done speaking over her, I just turned around and I looked at my husband.
And she said, okay, take me back to my room. She said, Audrey, I'll see you later. I'll see you soon.
And I remember being wheeled away. And as I was being wheeled back down to my room, it's like the peace of God came over me and told me, He says, now you watch me work. And so I held on to that. From the time I got back to my room, I knew that she was going to be fine. And I knew that there was probably going to have to be a process to go through. But I was standing firm on what God had put in my spirit as far as watch me work. And the scripture, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, kept coming up in me. And I thought, yep, that's right, because we're created in your image. And then on Wednesday, the next day, they went ahead and transferred her down to UAB.
And when I got into the car to follow the ambulance over to UAB, I had my quiet moment. And I was just praying, God, I know your will in her life. I know you want to heal. It's your will to heal. God wants you well. That kept coming back to my mind. And if it hadn't been for what Andrew had revealed to me in his teaching, I couldn't have held on to that. I would have spoke death. I would have I've let go of that faith. And this was the time. Is the promise there or not? Is it real or not? All you can do is hold on to promises. You can't do anything else. And then God has promised, I'll heal your child. Everyone that came to Jesus, he said, they asked him, would you heal me? And he says, I will, that you be healed. And he did. And those promises are good today. And that's what we hold on to. And then I drove to UAB. And then the doctor pulled me into a room, a really highly respected doctor at UAB. And he handed me a book. The book said, if your child has a congenitive heart defect, he said, the beginning of this book are mild cases. The back of the book are the most severe cases. And he thumbs almost to the back, last two pages. And he points out hypoplastic left heart syndrome, the same thing that the other team had diagnosed her with. And he said, the heart did not develop. We run echograms. We only see a very small left side of her heart, which means that she's not getting the fresh blood pumped out. On top of that, we cannot locate the major arteries going in and out of her lungs to her heart. On top of that, we believe when we do locate them, they're going to be in the wrong place, is why we can't find them now. And he really expected to find more problems. However, he wanted to stabilize her. They had started a chemical injection to dilate everything around her heart to keep what flow she had going. And he looked at me, he said, what we can do is in a few days we can start heart surgery. And that just sets you back. But he started explaining the procedures. And he talks about taking the right heart, making it the left heart, putting in an artificial. I kind of got lost in it. He explained it all. Then he said, but we'll give it a couple of days to see how, watch her, get her stabilized. And we'll have a better idea of how to handle. Then we discussed quality of life with the surgery and how, odds of her living or not. And it just a peace came over me. And I looked at him, I said, you're going to miss it today. You're going to miss this one. And he smiled at me. And I know doctors have to deal with parents who are looking at a child that could be dying. And he says, I understand your position, but I know the diagnosis. I know what we have here. And I just smiled and I said, okay, I understand. And he was thinking I was in denial, but I was holding on to that promise. I couldn't do anything else. That's all I could do.
There was a lot of things that my husband kept from me just so I wouldn't be overwhelmed, I'm sure. But I knew that she was going to be okay. And I had my Better Way to Pray book with me at the hospital at the time. So I remember times when I was by myself, I'd pick up that book and I would read some in it just to give me encouragement through the Word. And during that time when I was there by myself, it's like the Holy Spirit spoke to me, says, you call the helpline there at Andrew Womack Ministries. You get someone in agreement with you besides the ones that are around you. And so I remember calling the helpline there at Andrew Womack Ministries. And there was a lady that answered the phone, and her name was Diane.
Thank you for calling Andrew Womack Ministries. This is Diane. How can I pray with you?
And I told her that I had just had a baby and a normal pregnancy, but they had diagnosed her with some type of heart defect. And I wanted her to be in agreement with me that she was going to be healed and well. And I remember Diane was just...
By the stripes of Jesus Christ, Audrey is healed.
Oh, the power. and the word that come out of her mouth, praying for my daughter.
So in Jesus' name, right now, I command healing to that heart to be whole, to be made whole, and I declare over Audrey that she is whole and restored as in new. And we thank you, mighty God. We thank you and praise you that there is no other God like you. We declare this done. Where two or more touch and agree, it is done. We praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
It was just, I was just like, wow. And I was in such an agreement with her as far as coming against and speaking to her heart and that it to be made whole. And I remember when I got off the phone with her, that peace was still just there, stronger than before. And I remember Thursday morning, that particular morning, I called early that morning and I got the night nurse on the phone at UAB Hospital. And I said, how did Audrey do last night? And she just started kind of giggling and she said, she did great last night. She said, the cardiologist came in late Wednesday evening to run another echogram on her. And when they did, they saw her heart, that her heart was there. My husband was sitting there.
And I was watching her expression as she was talking to the nurse. And then when she hung up, she looked at me with tears in her eyes and said, they see her heart.
Just started praising God.
We started praising God, and it was just a thanksgiving
and rejoicing because I knew He'd heard my prayer.
God has come through on His promise.
And about that time, my OB doctor came in. And he heard all the commotion going on, and he come up to me, and he says, well, I guess you want me to hurry up and get you out of here. I said, yes, I do. I said, I want to go, and I want to go see her. And so I finally got discharged that morning, and me and my husband went over to UAB, and as we got there, we got to go into NICU and see my daughter, and I could see where they had already started taking some of the wires out of her because she had so many in her. And I remember the nurse practitioner came over a little while later and told us that that her heart looked great, it looked normal, they could see blood flow going through, like it was created to go through. And
the heart is there, we see the arteries, everything is fine.
But they had had her on a ventilator, and so on that Thursday while we were there visiting with her, they decided to go ahead and take the ventilator out of her mouth.
They started telling us, now we've parched her lungs with this gas that we've been dumping into her system to keep her dilated and alive, and we've have all these chemicals, so as we start removing it, she's not going to, since they've had the respirator, she's not going to be able to cry for a few days. You'll see her open her mouth and nothing will come out because her vocal cords won't work.
Well, they took the ventilator out, and within 20 minutes after they took that out, that child was
the loudest
baby
in
that
NICU.
You could hear her all over, and I thought, what happened to 24 to 48 hours of no voice? And, I mean, after 20 minutes, you could hear she was just crying, and, I mean, sounded like a normal child. After all that, they kept her in the critical NICU till Friday. At that time, they had canceled all tests. They had canceled everything that they had scheduled for her and was just monitoring her, basically. She had gone from half of a heart to it being fully there, and it was just awesome to see God's work at hand. Because on Saturday, I started asking the doctors, okay, when can I take my baby home? Because it looks like she's going to be okay. And they go, well, we need to monitor for another 24 to 48 hours. And so on Monday, one of the cardiologists came over and he sat down beside us, and he was very slow to speak and chooses words wisely. And I remember him saying, well, I don't think you'll ever have to bring her back for any type of checkup regarding her heart.
Never have to bring this child back for any type of heart issue. There's no issue. Nothing's wrong with this child.
Because her heart's just fine. It's perfect.
No problem. It's like when God touched that child, He reversed everything. Everything that the doctors did, it was tenfold ahead of their schedule.
He said, you have a perfectly healthy little girl, and that she'll be able to go home with you tomorrow. So on that Tuesday, we picked her up from the hospital and brought her home. And when I came through the door of my home with my baby in my arms was the exact time she was delivered at the hospital the week before. So it was a week to the day that she came into the world, I was bringing her into my home.
Walked right through that door there and welcomed her home.
Perfectly healthy, fine, just a bundle of joy.
The very next day was her first visit to her pediatrician. The Holy Spirit just brought up in me rib. Ask about the rib. Because I had forgot about that. And then I asked him, I said, could you count her ribs? So he counted her when she was on her back. And then he rolled her over on her stomach. And he counted her. And then he rolled her back. And he looked a little puzzled. He looked at me and said, this baby has every one of her ribs. And I just said, hallelujah. You know, God. He healed her. And she's been off the growth charts ever since.
It was awesome. It was awesome just to see God work, and it just builds your faith even more when you have something to stand on, like His Word. Yeah, you are a good God. You are a faithful Father. And
praise God. Praise God.
Why not believe all the good things? So I'm very, very grateful, because if it hadn't been for Andrew's ministry and the teaching that he has put out there for people to get a hold of, I don't even know that my daughter would even be here today, because the diagnosis wasn't good. I mean, they really wouldn't have given her any kind of life expectancy at all.
This is the discharge from St. Vincent's to UAB, mm-hmm. and is indicating that mother and father are aware of their daughter's critical condition.
But I'm rejoicing because my daughter is here, because I know who my God is.
Flowers.
You got yellow on your shirt?
Flowers.
What color is it? Blue. Say yellow.
Blue.
Very good.
And it's great, and it is awesome. I'm very grateful and very thankful that I have a 3-year-old that's running around the house.
I did my discharge.
I know.
Yeah, she's 3, and Audrey is she's always fully charged.
Push me, Daddy.
Push me, Daddy.
Such a vibrant child. She's always moving, running, jumping, singing. Jesus loves me. More energy than any of us have. She's a perfect little child.
God's in my heart.
Jumps over sadness. I have found a love. Lights up every room.
She's just a beautiful child.
Yeah, you like that book, huh?
Oh, keep it.
Can I have a kiss? Thank you.
God's got a lot in store for that little girl.
I have found a love that lights up every room. I found you.
There's my sweetheart. Yeah, you can walk. Audrey.
I see me and my daughter sitting out on the front porch in my rocking chair, and me rocking her, and I'm holding her in my arms.
Praise God, isn't that awesome? If your heart is open even a little bit, you're going to have to admit that this is a miracle. And if what we have portrayed here today is true, then you know what? There's a lot of people living below their privileges. There's a lot of people missing out on God's best for them. And rather than humble ourselves and say, oh God, teach me what I need to know, and instead of wanting to change, there are people that would rather stay in their misery. There's people that would rather remain sick. There's people that would rather see people not get healed and die in a young life, at a young age, and not experience these things. They would rather adjust and receive that than to accept the fact that God is alive and still doing miracles today. But I'm telling you, God is alive. God wants you to be alive. God wants to set you free. And you may not have the same condition that Audrey Scott did, but there's things in your life that are just as miraculous. Maybe you need a marriage put together. Once the love is gone, once it looks like that it's just doomed to failure and that you're already on life support, maybe it's your emotions or maybe it's your finances and you've got a career that is just over and in the natural there's no way out of this. In the same way that God supernaturally provided the things necessary for Audrey Scott to live and not die, God can also intervene in your situation. I'm here to shout it from the housetops. I'm proclaiming this all around the world. You're either going to have to sit there and will to put your head in the sand and say, no, I cannot believe this is true. Or you need to come to a place where you say, God is real. And open up your heart and ask God for His miraculous intervention in your life. I believe that God wants to move in your life more than you want it. But you know, you've got to get beyond this unbelief and this rejection. And you've got to get to a place where you open up your heart and invite the supernatural power of God in. We've got a number on your screen. I encourage you to call and get these materials and also call and ask someone to agree with you and pray with you for your miracle.
The story you saw in today's program is included, along with four additional healing testimonies, on the brand new Healing Journeys Volume 3 DVD. This new release DVD is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get this product as part of the Healing Journeys package, which includes three DVDs, Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, and 3. These three DVDs contain a total of 15 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. In addition to the DVDs, this package also includes a copy of the booklet, God Wants You Well. This booklet answers questions about healing and lists every instance in the Bible where Jesus healed. The entire package has a catalog value of $77, but today you can get the Healing Journeys package for a gift of just $50 or more. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Or you can visit our website at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. On today's program, Andrew mentioned the healing testimony of Jamie Scott's daughter, Audrey. To see more about this story, go to our website at www.awmi.net and click on Healing Testimonies on the left side of the screen.